All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. I'd like to welcome everybody here today to ODOT District 1 headquarters. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Jim Clark. Kind of been semi-managing amongst everybody, so bear with us, but I'll be running the pre-bid meeting here today. This meeting is for Project 3008-14, Allen County Bridge 3, PID 97122. First thing I'd like to do is some housekeeping items. There is a sign-in sheet in the back, so if you haven't, please make sure you sign before you leave. Turn off and silence all your cell phones. I ask that when you are asking any questions, you state your name and who you represent. This meeting is being recorded and will be provided following the meeting. And any questions that are not able to be answered today will be answered in a subsequent future addenda. So we will be answering all your questions. To start off, I would like to go around the room and have everybody introduce themselves. Again, state your name and who you represent.
Shel Miller, District 1 Real Estate.
Dwayne Hackworth, District 4 Utilities.
John Drummond, Northwest Consultants.
Mike Springer, Northwest Consultants.
Bill Zimmerman, Vernon Nagel.
Mike Murphy, ODOT.
Rod Moss, ODOT Planning.
Nate Tesler, ODOT Environmental.
Lori Brinkman, ODOT, District 1.
Brian Rhodes, Allen County Engineer's Office.
David Lenzer, Burgess & Nyepel.
Michael Killian, Burgess & Nyepel.
Jeff Wimkin, Miller Brothers.
Sean Wade, Eagle Bridge.
Jeff Yoder, Public Fire Design Group.
Brian Viseris, KZF Design.
Kevin Wolf, Kokosin.
Drew Norman, Kokosin.
Steve Zachrich, Zachrich Construction.
Jeff Waldron, JDI, Warline.
Again, thanks for everybody for attending today. Right now, I guess open the floor for any particular questions or concerns that you guys may have at this point in time.
Sean Wade, Eagle Bridge. Do you know where the process in the waterway permits are? It just says they'll be provided. I don't know if there's any update or if they're going to get them or not going to get them. Or maybe they're already posted. I haven't checked.
The waterway permits, there was an addendum that was put out that revised the language of that note. That has been removed, and the design build teams will be obtaining the waterway permits.
That's for floodplain. Waterway permit, I believe, is already obtained. We can verify that the waterway permit has been posted, but it has been obtained already. Anything else?
Jeff Yoder with Wilton Myers. Several locations under the railing type. States 304 in the scope.
What from is the, that? From the bridge design manual. Section 304 in the bridge design manual. Okay.
I
for everybody that made this trip. You didn't have any particular questions or concerns, but this is your opportunity to try to get them answered today, so you can at least leave with hopefully some answers.
Sean Lake with Eagle Bridge. We have some concern with the schedule of the job being design build. Obviously, you know, if it goes on the 22nd like it should, you have a contract a week later. There is some time involved in getting an initial design done, and a review period, then subsequent omissions and redesign completed, then a review period. And all that takes at least a couple weeks each portion of that. And then you have some sort of material procurement between some sort of beams or bearings or whatever, you know, each one could be slightly different, but you have some lead time materials. And then two of these bridges cannot be closed concurrently, so then you've got the 45 days plus another 45 days. Is ODOT willing to look at having any of this work completed next year in the spring?
All that can be taken into consideration.
You know, our biggest thing is just the lead time with the design aspect. You know,
sure.
The bridges can be built in 45 or 60 days. That's not a problem, but it's, I can't a week after the bid order my beams and the guys start making them, you know, so.
We'll take that into consideration. I can't give you an answer today.
Understand.
Yes. Deputy Mayor Bolton Myers, can the existing CAD drawings at least be made available prior to bidding?
Existing CAD drawings, which
as far as the preliminary site plans that were prepared, there was a topo survey that was done for those. Would that be made? Can that be made available in a EGN or ACAD format prior to bidding?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Mike Springer, Northwest Consultant. This is a question on this word consideration. How do you want this bid? Do you want a bid to meet what the spec says with an alternate? Or how, I mean?
If the durations and the completion date are changed, it'll be changed by an addendum, and that will be posted prior to the bidding, so.
Okay.
Have that information prior to.
Okay, yeah. I mean, we could bid it to the spec completely if we don't know what the date is. Then.
If it is, it'll be issued as an addendum. If not, we'll answer your question and give you the information that way.
Okay.
Jeff Yoder again, Bowden Myers. What kind of utility coordination has occurred already on the project? One of the bridges has an electrical or a couple of large power poles fairly close to the bridge. I don't know if there are AEP poles, I don't know if they've been notified or they're aware of it.
The only thing I've done is take a look at them and list them as they could. They're on a project, and unless you get into a reimbursable situation, it would be your job to work with utility companies to relocate them if they need to be. I don't personally think that they will, but if you would happen to run into that, that's what you would do.
Kevin Ohl with Kokosing, and I have admittedly not been out to the projects to see how close some of these poles are yet. You give very specific widths that you want new bridges to be built to, so if one of those poles happens to be within one of those widths, there's no way around it, it's going to have to be relocated. For bidding purposes, we need to know what the relocation time frame is going to be, because we can't just make that assumption in our bid, because Kokosing may assume one thing and our competitors may assume something else. We need to know what that relocation time frame will be, whether it's 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever it is.
I don't have a solid answer on it, because
I understand that you might not...
Strictly up to utilities. I can't tell you what your timeframe is going to be.
And I understand you can't tell me today, but we need something to assume in our bids, because you can't have six different contractors in this room assuming six different things for bidding purposes. We need ODOT to tell us what to assume, I guess.
I'm hesitant to give you a time frame, because I really...
We can look into it.
We can look into it, but... my best guess is, if you know, if they're in the public right of way and you notify the utilities, it's probably going to be at least 30 days before they relocate it. I wouldn't think it would take longer than 60, but at least 30, because by the time they'll have to design it, process it, and get a crew out to do it. So that's the best I can tell you.
This is your opportunity to try and get your answers and concerns at least addressed, so we can take these back today, save you the time and effort of going back and sending them in through the pre-bid process. It's not to say that afterwards, if there's something you do come up with you want to answer, that will be the proper procedure to follow.
Kevin Wolf, the Cozy again. I'm a little confused on the limits of the roadway work. In your scope, you provide preliminary plan profile limits, but obviously the profile would be dictated by what structure type the design build team used. So if I were to assume that the design build team is to tie the profile into the existing as quick as possible, would that be the correct assumption? So our profile, our roadway limits may vary from what's shown in the scope, depending on how quickly we can tie the profile in.
Potentially. That's my understanding. I mean, it was meant that there would be little profile adjustments yet necessary, but to try and tie everything in as quickly as possible.
So is there a minimum distance that we have to carry the new bridge width off the end of the bridge?
There's a minimum of the tie-in to the existing profile has to be a minimum of 25 feet behind the existing abutments. That's stated in the scope. And the profiles that are provided are just provided for as a potential solution and to establish work limits for environmental clearance purposes, but the DBT will be responsible for establishing that, for establishing the actual work limits from the profile of the...
Okay, fair enough. And I saw that 25 foot in here. I guess that's maybe what confused me, was I wasn't sure if that 25 foot meant that you had to carry the new bridge width for 25 feet and then start your tapers back to the existing, or we can start our tapers right off the end of the bridge.
Yeah. Again, this is Mike Killian with Burgess and I. I forgot to say my name, but the 25 feet is the minimum pavement replacement that ODOT wanted to have. If you tie in right off the bridge, they want to have at least 25 feet off behind the existing abutments of pavement replaced.
Issue. I feel like this ends up being 90 days before they can do it. we're all assuming 30 to 60, we would get an additional 30 for being able to carry it over if that's the impact that's causing us the problem.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to look at what the particular impact is going to be. As of right now, we don't envision that there's going to be any utility relocations necessary. That's one of the things I'm tasking to do, is just to verify that with the limits we're shown, we're going to be in the ability for you guys not to have to get into any utility relocations, yeah, with the assumptions that are made here in the scope. Now, anything outside of that, the design build team comes up with, that then will then fall upon them to try and get that addressed. Okay.
I guess my concern was we obviously can't control the utilities,
right?
You guys really can. So,
but if we can come up with something and either verify that there will be no definite utility relocations or get you a time frame, will that be sufficient? So let's check the utilities first.
I'll look, but unless we're vastly designing the bridge differently than what's there, there's going to be no utility relocation, I don't think. I think we'll build the poles where they're at. Without seeing the design, I can't tell you for sure, but I don't envision any.
I guess as a follow-up to the utilities, Jeff Yoder, Poole Myers, I think the bigger concern is proximity of electrical lines to cranes. It's not so much the poles are probably an issue, it's a matter of proximity of the overhead lines. Minimum of 10 to 20 foot clearance from them.
And they run parallel. Yeah. All of them run parallel to the bridges. And the Lincoln ones are high enough and far enough out that you should be able to swing any kind of piece of equipment in here, I think, that you want. One Ring Road might be a little closer, but I really think having the project inspector on bridges, I think they should be built without getting into them.
Kevin Olick, Cozing, regarding that matter, will the utilities provide shutdowns for electric lines if they are within proximity of
cranes? You'll have to work that out with them. I can't say if they will or won't. Typically, I don't know. Just depends on who they have to feed. It's all got to be residential, most of it, so it's a possibility they could, but I won't say that for sure.
This up, you guys get on your way. Anything else? No? All right. Well, again, thanks for everybody for attending today. Thanks for making the effort. And again, we'll get these all addressed, get some answers back out to you here. We'll see what happens. So, thanks again.